inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
I beg your pardon, I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime.
Sugar.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel, Tuesday, 9:06 a.m. on a chilly, cold morning. Oh, no. No, it's not, is it? Oh, it's like 85 degrees out there already. It's time for Garden Line with your host, Mike Wiggins. My name is Jake Walker. Just hanging out, taking your calls and texts. Should be an interesting day, right?
It should be an interesting day.
Last show was a little wacky.
It was a little off the rails,
but mm-hmm.
but it was fun.
Yeah,
we do fun. We enjoy everyone that calls us and texts us with their gardening questions.
Yes, with their gardening questions. Yes, we emphasize gardening questions.
Exactly, that's why we're here. That's exactly right.
All right.
Hey, Jake, it's 84 degrees at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, that's great, isn't it?
Sunshine. It really is sunshine.
Oh man!
But watching the weather last night, it looks like the surf has kind of settled down.
Mm.
Be sure, obviously, to check the flags, see
right.
what's going on. Mm-hmm. Those rip currents, as we all have seen in the last week or so, can be tragic.
Mm-hmm.
So be careful out there. But it looks like it's going to be a beautiful day, maybe to go to the beach and jump in the water and cool off.
Right.
That would certainly be fun. And as we said, I think we said this last week, we're going to repeat ourselves here. Take care of yourself.
Mm.
It just doesn't make any sense to get out there and do a bunch of yard work at 11 or 12 o'clock
right.
during the day
yeah.
when it's going to be 95 degrees. And I'm not big on the heat index numbers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to be in the hundreds and all that. Listen, 95 degrees in sunshine is going to be a little hot
mm-hmm.
to do your yard work. So I got out the other day and I mowed my yard at 7 o'clock. I said,
yeah.
I'm just going to wait till it's enough light so I can see what
yep.
I need to mow. And I'll tell you what, by the time I was finished, I was glad.
Yeah.
Because it just wasn't quite as bad as
mm-hmm.
what it had been when I was trying to do it a bit later in the day.
Right.
So be careful out there. That's the big deal. Wear a little sunscreen and just enjoy. This heat, Jake, has affected a lot of plants, in my opinion,
mm-hmm.
Especially container plants. I just name a few that I've had experience with. I really enjoy my bush daisies. They are just, they bloom and bloom and bloom, bright, vibrant yellow. They're just terrific. But I'll tell you right now, you almost have to water them. This may be a little exaggeration, but not much, twice a day. They just start drooping. Now, you can water them and then they'll perk up, but it's just one of those plants you've really got to pay attention to in this heat. Now that rain yesterday afternoon, I don't know if you got any at your house.
I did.
But it was terrific. Those late afternoon thunderstorms dumping a bunch of rain off are great, especially for those container plants. I've also found, and I don't know really why, because over the years I've sold copper plants as a plant that will really take some dry weather. But of all the container plants I've got, other than the bush daisy, it really has been affected by this heat.
Mm.
It just droops and droops and
right.
droops, and you water it, and it just perks right back up, and everything is fine. Hydrangeas the same way. The hydrangeas, I have some in containers. They, too, show some effect. My hibiscus and all of those, they seem to be doing pretty well. So it just depends on the plant. It depends on the location of the plant. So mm-hmm. just pay attention. It really is sometimes kind of a pain in the neck to get out there and water every day, but you almost have to.
Right.
Now, if you get rain like we got last night, that might give you a day off from all that watering, but just inspect.
Do you ever see, I've seen it in a few gardens when I'm driving down the road, there will be huge bottles of water turned upside down, sticking down into the soil. I guess it's like a slow leak out of that bottle into the soil. Have you ever seen that?
No.
It's something I've seen people do, and they'll take these like large, you know, like I don't know, liter, 2 liter bottles.
Yeah.
And I guess they poke a couple holes in it, stick it down in the sand, and let it just slowly drip.
Do they do it next to a plant?
Is that yes. A... Yeah, oh, they'll stick it right in the garden there, right in the bed. And then I guess there's just little tiny holes sticking in that bottle so where it just slowly over time just, you know, drips out.
You know, whatever works.
Hey, yeah.
Whatever
if
works.
You can't be home all day and you got no water.
And you can't. And that's one of the problems is we all work. And if you're going to water the lawn and water the containers, and if you don't have a sprinkler system, then you've got to go set those hoses. And you might buy some of the little gizmos that kind of timers, if you will, on your hose. But you've got to water that turf also. We talked about container plants. But remember, the turf is going to tell you when it needs to be watered. The blades of grass are going to kind of fold over. If you walk on your grass when it's really dry, your foot, if you look behind you, your footprints are making an imprint. It's into the soil, not into the soil, but into the grass. And so you have to watch your lawn. And a lot of the experts will say, oh, do not water until you see those particular situations. I don't really buy that. I really don't. I think if you're in Pensacola, say Gulf Breeze, Pensacola right now, with all our sandy soil, then you really probably need to be watering at a minimum, I think, of 3 times a week. I really do. Sometimes 4, sometimes every day, depending on where you live and the type of grass you have. So we just have to react to the climate here. We know this is really nothing unusual. On Pensacola in late June and July is kind of dry and hot, and we just have to realize that we have to take care of our investment of what we've got. So that's what we need to do with the weather. We always seem to lead off with the weather because it just affects everything we do in the garden, what we plant, when we plant, and all of that. So, in other words, just take care of yourself, take care of your plants, and stay cool.
Water yourself.
Water yourself.
Yeah. You know, as we age, our sense of thirst diminishes. So the older we get, the less we realize how thirsty we actually are. So it's really easily, it's easy to dehydrate as you get older.
At my age, I am... would never remember.
I thought the other day, I was like, man, when's the last time I had a sip of water? I can't even remember. And I'm like, man, I'm really not doing well for myself.
That's exactly right.
I need to drink more water.
Yeah. Jack, well, we want to talk, a couple of things to talk about today, if we have time.
Oh, yeah.
Between our texts and calls and such. Is kind of go back to the container gardening, putting in the thriller, filler, and spiller.
Right.
That type of philosophy and putting some really nice-looking plants in a container. Talk a little bit about that. And also, there was a panel of extension agents that they get together. And if you recall, in past shows, we've talked about that same panel got together, about 5 extension agents, to talk about citrus. It was during the winter when we were having all the cold weather. But they've gotten together to talk about lawns. In other words, they take questions from the public, then they answer the questions. So I've got some of those questions and some of those answers, some of which we've talked about on the show and we totally agree.
Right.
So, some we've talked about on the show and we don't agree.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So we'll see what our listeners think about all of that.
All right.
So we've got a lot to do today, but the main thing we do is hear from our listeners.
Yes.
So please give us a text, give us a call. We'd love to hear your questions, your observations, whatever's going on.
We're
going to
take our first commercial break, and we'll go ahead and open those lines up, 850-437-1620. You can call or text with your gardening questions. It's the Garden Line with your host, Mike Wiggins, on News Radio Pensacola. We'll be right back after this.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA and go to GAWon'tWait.com.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Scenic 90 Cafe has been shining bright with some of the best Southern-style home-cooked food around for 25 years. And to celebrate their big anniversary this June, you get the gifts with 25% off lunch and dinner entrees all June long. That shrimp and crawfish Savannah? Yes, perfectly cooked ribeye, 25% off. It's happening through June at the Diner's Home at 701 Scenic Highway in East Pensacola Heights. For more information on Scenic 90, visit them at scenic90cafe.com.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's Vinyl Revival, a six-piece band covering those classic hits from the 70s through the 90s, from Pat Benatar, Blondie, The Cars, The Cure, to Journey, AC/DC, and the Doobie Brothers. You can come out and enjoy at Bands on the Beach. No pets and no glass.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Sunday night, enjoy a free concert at Community Maritime Park's Hunter Amphitheater. The free show starts at 6. Pack a cooler and bring a lawn chair or blankets for the Blues Angel Music Blues on the Bay. See visitpensacola.com for more. Pensacola's 4th of July is next Thursday. Enjoy the fireworks beginning at 9 over the bay, or enjoy the fireworks show at Pensacola Beach behind the boardwalk. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola, the Pensacola Expert Panel, Garden Line with your host, Mike Wiggins. My name is Jake Walker, taking your calls and texts, 850-437-1620. Mike, what we got? We were talking before the break here. You said that a panel of our extension agents got together. And,
we're going to talk about that a little later. I'm going to kind of finish up our conversation from last week, Jake, about the container gardening. Which it was a great way to grow flowers. If you, for example, if you live in an apartment,
right,
or a condominium, it's a great way to enjoy your flowers. And it's also horticulturally, you can really control things a little bit better. It's like the raised gardens. You know, we have Lisa from Milton who has those beautiful raised gardens. Well, that's kind of what a container plant is, just a little bit smaller.
Yeah.
And because you can control the type of soil that you've got, how much water you put into it, the type of fertilizer you use, you can control all of that as opposed to planting out in our sandy soil. And one of the design schemes, that's what I call it, a design scheme, is that thriller, filler, spiller arrangement.
Love that.
Yeah, I do. It's kind of silly, but it's kind of fun. But so I think we need to look at each one of them very briefly here. The thriller is the taller, kind of an upright growing plant, and you kind of put that kind of towards the back of the container, and there's all types of plants you can use. Purple fountain grass is one that a lot of people use. That's one that'll take the extreme heat and dryness, and it's really a pretty plant. The name says it all. It's got that purple color. It's got those beautiful plumes that come out in the fall. Another one is a canna lily, which a lot of people will plant in a flower bed for height, if you will. And that's what we're looking for here, for the thriller, if you will. And then another one I picked out here, maybe the Hawaiian Thai plant. I think that may be a little underused plant here in Pensacola. Now, I've seen them in all the garden centers, and they are really, really pretty color. foliage, if you will, and very hardy, very hardy. Then, so that takes care of the thriller. That's the big plant in the back of this container. Okay, that's the filler. All right, next is the, that's the thriller, the filler. I'm getting them all mixed up here. The thriller, fillers are plants that grow kind of mounding in front of the thriller. Mm. Okay, such as, most of many are favorites. Vinca does well, periwinkle. Mm. Begonias do very well. Lantana, which you know, we've always been big proponents of lantana on the garden line because, one, it really does put up with the heat. And the dwarf lantana, which is yellow, just is fabulous all over town right now and will be for the rest of the summer. So that would be a good one to use as the filler in front of the thriller. I think I got that right.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you got pinces. I went to a garden center the other day, Jake, and the pinces they had on sale were really, really pretty. Kind of a red bloom, medium growing plant that would grow very nicely in front of that purple fountain grass, if you will. Mm-hmm. Even plants with just pretty foliage could be that secondary plant, like coleus, which do very well in our sunny, hot summer. Even caladiums. Oh, you wouldn't think about that.
Love caladiums.
I'd love them, too. And they really have, you know, the color of your choice, pink and red and white. They're great. Or you could even put a fern in there, fern that we don't talk about too much that I really like is the spring arrive fern. It's some asparagus fern, if you will, that will put up with all kind of weather situations. Even in if we don't have a really cold winter, it'll go through a winter with you. That's a spring arrive fern. And finally is the spillers. This is the ones that are going to drape over the side of the pot. All right, here are a few. Many of these plants we've never talked about on the garden line and maybe kind of unusual. One is a creeping Jenny.
About that before, yeah.
We did talk about that one. It's kind of a yellow, kind of a ground cover, but that's what it's going to spill over the side of that pot. Gold dust, Mercardonia has yellow flowers, same thing. How about a sweet potato vine? Interesting plant. And then a Taurinia, which is a wishbone. A lot of people know that one. And so those are the ones that you put in front that are going to spill over. So you got the tall plant, the medium plants with mainly the color. Then you've got the plants that are going over the side. So really, really makes it an attractive planting. But you have to pick your plant. In other words, you don't want to plant purple fountain grass and then plant impatiens in front of that. Because those are your shade-loving impatiens. They're just not going to be compatible. And some of the literature, Jake, gets a little, I'll say, into the weeds. We never say that here.
Great pun. That's a great pun.
Exactly. We don't say that.
Right.
They say, well, okay, do you know your color wheel?
Color wheel,
because they say opposite colors opposite each other, complement each other. Uh-huh. And I read an article that said, think orange and blue of the Florida Gators are purple and gold of the LSU Tigers, or the garnet and gold of the Seminoles, insofar as picking your colors. I've never been a big fan of getting out my color wheel.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I don't have a color wheel.
Right.
But I really think you can hardly go wrong with any of these colors you choose. I think beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and I think you can kind of mix it up almost any way you want. So maintaining these plants are very important. Put a little Osmocote in the soil. That's a slow-release fertilizer when you plant them. Watch your water. Watch your location. And you can have a beautiful plant all summer long. So that's the lecture on thriller, filler, and spiller.
Love it.
And kind of fun. You might want to try it. And if you do try it, or if you have already done that, text us and let us know what you've done. We would love to hear how you've put all those plants together and which ones you've chosen. Kind of interesting.
850-437-1620. We've got a lot of texts now that are starting to stack up. Go ahead and get your question in so we can get to it before the end of the show. You're listening to The Garden Line on News Radio Pensacola, the Pensacola Expert Panel. We'll be right back after this message from our sponsor, Pensacola Hardware.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Here in Pensacola, we love our Blue Angels, and we'll get to watch their spectacular performance at the Pensacola Beach Air Shows in July. But how much do you know about the fascinating history of the Blue Angels? Did you know the original name of the team was the Blue Lancers? Did you know that the Blue Angels shot down Japanese Zeros during air shows? Did you know that Fat Albert once saved lives by preventing a plane crash at sea? Take to the skies and learn these interesting stories, plus lots more, as News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 presents The History of the Blue Angels, every weekday morning at 8:15 and afternoons at 4:15 through the 12th of July. This special broadcast is presented by Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. It's The History of the Blue Angels, every weekday morning at 8:15 and afternoons at 4:15. On News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA and go to gawon'twait.com.
Hurricane season is here, and making sure you're ready is key if you need to evacuate. Evacuations typically don't have to be hundreds of miles. Having at least half a tank of gas ensures you can evacuate the necessary tens of miles to a safe, sheltering location when a storm threatens your community. Check with nearby friends and family now and have a plan in place for what to do if you are ordered to evacuate. Visit halfwayfullhalfwaythere.com to learn about more ways to be prepared.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
News Radio Pensacola. It's The Garden Line with your host, Mike Wiggins. We had a text, the first text of the morning. Can you recommend a good organic fertilizer for container veggies? That's important because we're eating that stuff.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
If we're going to go organic, one way to do it, and of course this is, I'm going to put our texture to work, is kind of get into the composting business.
Mm.
So you have your little compost pile where you can use that for your container gardening. One of the old timers also used to use a product called cottonseed meal.
Mm.
Very organic, very slow release that I think would work really well in what you're doing. Of course, a lot of the farmers used to use the 4-12-12. Now, that's not organic. That's a
right.
Nitrogen, phosphate, potash fertilizer. But it's very, very low nitrogen, which would be excellent for what you're doing. So I think those are just some ideas you might use. But try that composting. Kind of do a little research, and I think you'll like doing that if you really want to stay organic.
All right. We've got more with Mike Wiggins right after this Fox News break. We'll be right back with more Pensacola Expert Panel.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, leaving Bangkok, Thailand for his court appearance in the Northern Mariana Islands, a U.S. Commonwealth, where it's already Wednesday. In just a few hours, he'll appear in front of a U.S. federal judge who must approve the deal on the table with the feds that will allow Assange to return to Australia a free man, ending his 14-year legal struggle after he revealed classified secrets. Primary day in New York, a fierce battle in the 16th Congressional District.
For the very first time, a member of the squad could be rejected by his own constituents today. Two-term Democratic Congressman and progressive Jamal Bowman faces a stiff challenge for moderate Democrat George Latimer.
That's Fox's Eric Schoen. A massive issue, the Democratic Party's divide over support for Israel. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 9:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. Right now we do have partly cloudy skies. It's 85 degrees. And a controversial ordinance in Santa Rosa County yesterday. The Santa Rosa Commission had a little bit of drama while talking about it. Commissioners were discussing the ordinance, which would declare illegal immigrants unwelcome in Santa Rosa County. Commissioner James Calkins took that opportunity to air some grievances with other commissioners, calling them, quote, pure and full-blown rhinos who vote with the Democrat agenda. This response from Commissioner Kerry Smith.
Then all of a sudden you're going to come out and start talking about me appointing a Democrat to a board, the Marine Advisory Board. That's when we have repairs done on boat ramps, okay? It's nothing more than that. I did not shut up. I'm sorry. It's like talking to a child.
Commissioner Smith, Wright, and Eddington all voted against that proposed ordinance, calling it a divisive political tactic by Calkins. Escambia County deputies say that two suspects who've been have been located, a third they're still looking for. This is after a high-speed chase and a drive-by shooting last night. The shooting happened at Aris Boulevard near Massachusetts Avenue. Deputies say a woman was shot. A suspect vehicle was located and fled from deputies, leading to a high-speed chase down Scenic Highway. That vehicle was stopped with a pit maneuver at the Escambia Bay Bridge. The three suspects jumped from the bridge. One was hurt, another pulled from the water. A third has yet to be located. Canine Streeter also reportedly jumped from that bridge as he was chasing the suspects. The canine officer was taken to a vet for evaluation. No word on the condition of the shooting victim. And we are learning that the Escambia Sheriff's Office is having a press conference later this morning to discuss this. So we'll have the latest on that as we get it. Right now, 9:33, it's 85 degrees in Pensacola. Your next news at 10 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Fewer U.S. households have bought life insurance in recent decades. Life insurance policies pay a death benefit, generally tax-free, to beneficiaries when a policyholder dies. Getting married, having kids, and buying a home are some of the most common triggers for the purchase. Term life insurance policies rather than permanent policies tend to be the best for most people. And now from Amazon, who has announced that its Prime Day mega sale is set to happen July 16th and July 17th. The two-day discount event will feature millions of deals for members of Amazon's 139 per year loyalty club. The event is a big revenue driver for rival retailers, who also typically run competing discounts during Prime Day. This includes Target, Kohl's, Best Buy, and Walmart. Stocks are mixed. The Dow Industrials down 95. The NASDAQ up 121. The S&P 500 up 12. Once again, stocks are mixed. That's your money now.
And now, a step back in the news archives with the late John Appleyard on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
June the 25th, 1821, reporting from the military cantonment on the Gonzales Ranch north of Pensacola, this is 1620 Radio News. 1620 is here today to gain what information we can from incoming General Andrew Jackson, who, with his 4th Infantry troops, settled in last evening, preparing for the upcoming transfer of Florida from Spanish to United States sovereignty. Jackson, with his infantry and artillery, plus a band, arrived here after a lengthy downriver voyage and then the march across Alabama, where the group quartered briefly. Now Jackson is here, selecting this site because of his friendship with Senor Gonzalez, whom he met during the general's first visit to Florida back in 1814. Now the general says there is supposed to be a pair of diplomatic meetings with Governor Jose Cayava, the outgoing Spanish head of state here. In those meetings, details will be developed covering the change of flag ceremony and then the turnover of Spanish properties, which were part of the Adams Onis Treaty Agreement.
There are over 15,445 radio stations in America.
But out of all those stations, a panel of judges representing the broadcast industry, community service organizations, and public relations firms chose the top 10, including News Radio Pensacola, to receive the 2024 National Association of Broadcasters Crystal Award for exceptional year-round community service. Thanks to you, our listeners. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel, Garden Line, with your host, Mike Wiggins. My name is Jake Walker, taking your calls and texts. We have a devoted, loyal listener, Lisa from Milton. She's been texting us this morning. We were talking earlier about watering and how important it is, and you know, maybe sometimes twice a day, and we're not home to do that. And I mentioned I saw a bunch of water bottles in people's garden beds turned upside down, and I guess they have holes cut in the tops of them just to slowly filter out some water. Lisa texted in and said that she is doing that with her raised beds that we talk about all the time. Sent a picture of some wonderful looking tomatoes and okra and what looks like a pomegranate, but it might be a tomato. We're not sure, but it's a dark, dark red tomato. I've never seen one like that before. So she's getting some amazing results. She also said, and this is in reference to our organic fertilizer question for the container veggies, Lisa from Milton said, I've done very well putting our coffee grounds in the beds daily for bug control along with basil plants. What's the basil plant connection? How does that work?
Well, I think it's just a natural plant, an herb, if you will. People, mm-hmm. you know, people cook with it, of course. Yeah. And so I'm assuming she's going to grind it up. Lisa, help me here and put it into the soil next to her plants. Same with the coffee grounds.
Right.
And so that sort of is an answer, another answer, because there are probably a lot of them, for the texter who was looking for organic fertilizers for container plants. Coffee grounds is a good idea. I've never used them myself, but I hear, you know, you read about that.
Yeah.
So I do think we need to hire Lisa to be the president of our research department.
Yes. Yes, she can be a remote. She can work from home.
You talk about somebody knows what they're doing.
I'm telling you.
And I'll tell you, I have to tell you this. This is one of those things that's just hard to describe on the radio. Mm-hmm. But her pictures of the tomatoes and okra that she sent in. And I only have one question for her. Back in the day, the best okra was Clemson spineless okra. That was the name of the variety of okra. I think yours looks just like that. I just don't know. You know, maybe yours is another variety. But I would like to know.
Yeah.
Because the okra, well, it's personal. I love it.
Yeah, exactly.
I really do. But her plants look unbelievable.
Oh.
And as we all know, especially somebody who's just tuning in to our show, Lisa has these raised gardens, which are these galvanized
tubs.
Tubs, if you want to call it that.
And like troughs.
Troughs. Mm-hmm. It looks like a trough, but grows some unbelievable plants. And we really appreciate her letting us in on all her secrets. We appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. All right, we've got another text in here, 850-437-1620, if you want to join the conversation, if you have a question for Mike this morning. One listener says, I have a fig tree with lots of green figs that have not ripened. When do they typically ripen?
Oh, a little early, a little later in the summer. They'll be fine. I'm glad you've got them. Now, remember, you're going to share those with the birds and the squirrels,
right?
Mainly the birds.
Yeah.
And a lot of people this time of year, once these figs are getting ready to ripen, we'll put a netting over their fig tree. It's called bird netting. It looks like an old-fashioned mullet net, but it works. But you know, it's kind of expensive, but that's what a lot of people do. Mm. But it sounds like if you've got all those figs that are ready to ripen, that you'll have enough to share with all the animals around.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt
figs,
about it.
Figs are delicious. They use them a lot in energy bars and snack bars now.
That's right.
They use figs.
That's right. And somebody the other day asked me, it wasn't on the air, somewhere said, I want to grow a fig tree. Where should I plant it? And you would normally say, well, let's just plant it out in the full blaring sun. Mm. But I think we've mentioned on the Garden Line before that the old farmers used to say, plant a fig tree so as the roots grow under the ground, they grow underneath a structure, like next to a garage.
Hmm.
So it has shaded roots. I don't know why that would be horticulturally correct, but those old farmers, they knew what they were doing. So you might think about that. But if you're going to plant a fig tree, the brown turkey fig is the one that you really want to plant. That's the variety that does better here in Pensacola.
Mm. Not wild turkey.
No. Brown turkey. Oh, the brown turkey, Jake.
Well, you talk about vodka and what was those plants?
Those are the begonias.
The begonias.
Vodka. Gin, whiskey, and vodka. Yeah, yeah. And the vodka was the best because it had the bronze leaf and the red blossoms on it. Mm. Matter of fact, I planted about 10 of them in a full sun bed this spring. Mm-hmm. And man, do they look good. Mm. They have put up with the heat. Now, I water them every day. I have to water them every day.
Right.
But boy, they really have done well. And, of course, the other ones have green leaves, white blossoms, just different color combinations. But gin, whiskey, vodka. There's a rum, too, and I'm not sure exactly what color that one is. I've never planted that one, but gin, whiskey, vodka, and rum.
Does the temperature of the water that you use for watering, does it matter? Does it?
Oh, I think it matters.
Okay.
Insofar as if you have let's say you have a nozzle on that you can turn on and off on your hose, and you go ahead and water your plants with it, be sure to turn the water off at the house, and let that water get out of that hose, because if you turn the water on the next day and start spraying, that first bit of water is going to be really, really hot. Mm. I'm not sure if I'm making myself clear on that. No. You just don't want to leave that water in the hose.
Yeah, because it'll heat up.
Heat up, and I think it can damage plants, especially this time of year. And if that hose is laying in the full blaring sun all day long with water in it, and then you try to water plants with it, I think that could be dangerous.
All right. 437-1620, you're listening to The Garden Line. I've always wondered that. I was like, because somebody told me one time, they're like, you have to pay attention to the temperature of the water, what time you water, especially in the summertime. I see people watering right in the heat of the day.
Well,
that's not right.
Yeah, because people always ask, when should I water my lawn?
Mm-hmm.
And we've always said you've got to, not got to, but you should water early in the morning, 4, 5, 6 o'clock, because if you water later in the morning or around noon, you can water, and it's just going to evaporate.
Yeah,
you're not going to get any use out of it. And if you water at night, then you're subject, especially with St. Augustine grass, you're subject to that Rhizoctonia fungus. So you want to water early in the morning. That's the best time to do it.
All right. Let me see. We're just on our last little break here, but if you have any more texts or questions, let us know, 437-1620. You want to get to the extension agents?
Yeah, I'll do that real quick. Let me give them some credit here. Mm-hmm. The panel and what we talked about, if you're just tuning in, the extension agents get together from the different counties and have these panel discussions where it's a question and answer type format.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so first, this was Dr. Brian Unruh was there. I don't have time to sing the praises of Brian Unruh, but this guy is an extension turf grass science professor.
Whoa.
Oh, he knows what he's doing. Mm-hmm. And we're lucky to have him in our area. Sheila Dunning is an extension agent from Okaloosa County. Josh Chris from Santa Rosa County. And our old friend Daniel Leonard. We use a lot of his stuff over in Calhoun County. So those were the four extension agents that were in this panel that had some questions and answers about turf.
Mm.
And so I am got a few of those. I thought it might be fun to do that. So kind of talk about what the questions were, how they answered them, then how Mike and Jake answer them on the Garden Line.
All right. Well, we'll get to that right after this break. We'll get to that. And if you have any questions or comments in the meantime, 850-437-1620. We'll be right back after this.
Finding a landscaper that will actually call you back? Check. Finding one that offers high-end designs complemented with 3D walkthrough designs and 2D renderings? Check. Finding a great landscaper that can also execute beautiful landscape and hardscape designs? Check. Finding one that knows how to erect outdoor pergolas, fences, patios, and kitchens? Check. Finding the right landscaper that also offers irrigation services? Check.
Hi, this is Lindsay with Blue Sky Landscapes. Call us today for a free quote and check out our work at blueskypensacola.com.
Tune in today at 10 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when guests from Pensacola State College will be on the show talking about registration, campus tours, financial aid, certificate programs, baccalaureate programs, and everything in between. And 92% of students graduate loan-free. You won't want to miss this show on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
You're a storyteller, negotiator, artist, innovator. Whatever your passion, whatever your skills, behind the scenes or in front, you belong here. A career in broadcast media. Local radio and TV stations in every town and city need someone like you. So do what you love and bring your talent to life. Your passion, your skills, your career. You belong here. Learn more at youbelonghere.media.
Join Travis Thompson with ClimateTech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Thursday at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him Thursday morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Caring too much is such a beautiful fancy. Learning to trust is just for children in school.
Garden Line with Mike Wiggins.
I'm going to guess. Cab Calloway.
Let me see here. Yes. There you go. Falling in love with love.
I'm showing my age here.
Mm. Hey. That's when music was really good, man. I'm telling you.
No doubt about it.
437-1620. Get your questions in. We're almost out of time. We're going to talk about the Q&A session.
Q&A, yeah. And here was a great first question.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of interesting. What is the best grass for Florida? That was a question to the county agents, and especially to Brian Unruh, who has done development of different grasses. And they said you've got to match the turf to the appropriate site. Well, that makes sense. The turf grass may not be the best choice if there's a lot of shade. And I think we've always said that insofar as it's not absolute, but if you've got 60% shade, and you're going to plant new grass, you're going to have about 40% grass, 60% shade, 40, 70, 30, that type of ratio there. So you got to pick your site. He says if you have to find an alternative to sod, to grass, then you do natural area, which we've talked about before. And there's a whole bunch of stuff you can do there. They said centipede grass is a great selection of a grass that grows well without a lot of fertilizer. It's going to be a lighter shade of green, which is its natural color. If you've got centipede, it's kind of a light green. You don't want to keep pumping nitrogen at it to try to get it greener or putting iron on it to try to get it greener. It's got a natural color because at centipede, when we are fertilizing our St. Augustine and zoysia in the summer, in July, it's coming up. We all need to get ready for that with a good nitrogen fertilizer, a high nitrogen fertilizer. Centipede wants just the opposite. It really can go without any fertilizer, but if you just put some iron on it, that's all it needs. That was one of the good things about centipede. And from a pocketbook situation, it's not as expensive as some of the other grasses. Then he says, if you want, here's what they call it, the magazine cover type lawn. That's an interesting way to put it.
Yeah.
Zoysia grass is one that they recommended, as long as it's well manicured. And if you've got this bare field and you want to plant some kind of natural grass, your Bahia grasses are better. And remember, there are two types of Bahias, Pensacola Bahia, yeah. Argentine Bahia, and the Argentine is the one you want to plant. So that was the answer to what is the best grass in Florida. What's notably missing, Jake? St. Augustine. Oh. They didn't mention that in that discussion of what is the best grass for Florida.
Hmm.
And I don't know if it was just something that didn't get listed or if they're looking at the fungus problems St. Augustine has had that has taken a lot of people away from St. Augustine and, of course, have put them into the zoysia category.
Yeah, the last thing they want is people calling them saying, hey, you told me to plant St. Augustine, and now I've got all these problems. Yeah, they just went with the safe bet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, the next question was, is zoysia grass the fastest growing market for turf grass? I'm going to say yes. Mm. There's no question. There are a lot of good varieties, but the county agent said there's some newer varieties of zoysia grass coming out. And this was an interesting observation that I have seen, and we really haven't talked about much. It's very drought tolerant.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have weather like we have now, and you're really not able to water it very much, it's going to go into dormancy. It'll go from green to a bluish gray look to brown very quickly, very quickly. But you can water it, and it'll bounce back. But that zoysia grass will react. It'll put up with some drought, but if it's an extreme drought situation, it just kind of hunkers down,
right,
and goes back
right
to a dormant state. So I think that was very interesting, and plus these new varieties. I have read about some of the new varieties because people are really enjoying their zoysia grass, and I think the people who grow the sod growers are probably switching from some St. Augustine to zoysia. So you may find, and this is just me talking here, I have nothing to back it up, you may find St. Augustine is going to be kind of hard to find in the future. Maybe
right.
not. Maybe
yeah.
not. We'll see. Okay, here's another one. Can I grow a lawn from centipede seed? How long will it take to fill in? Very interesting answer here because I'm not. It seems a little long. The county agent said it takes 3 years to establish a lawn from centipede. You've got to fertilize it once it gets up and growing.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes 3 years. Dr. Unruh, keep in mind, whatever he says, I'll buy it, does not recommend seeding into patches because the water needs for seed are higher than established grass. I understand that.
Mm.
So that's I always tell people, that if you're going to seed centipede in a small area, say as big as this desk we've got here, but the rest of your lawn looks pretty good, you're just patching in, buy one of those cheap little big box sprinklers, one of those 99-cent sprinklers, run a hose to it so you can water it extra than you do your regular lawn. So I totally agree with him. He says sodding or plugging is better for patching those spots, small spots in which where you're trying to recover. So that's the centipede seed. What he doesn't mention here about the centipede seed is time of year. A lot of people have those spots that, especially in centipede grass, that are bare spots that just seem to occur about every 7 or 8 years in centipede. And then you get into springtime, into March, and you say, man, I'm going to sow that centipede seed and kind of match everything up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you cannot do that. It's not going to come up. It's going to sit there and sit there and sit there and not germinate. It won't germinate until you get into the warmer months of the year, say into May, even June.
Okay.
And then if you do it, of course, in June, what you've got is dry weather and hot weather, and that's why you do that supplemental watering.
Mm.
So it can be done, but I agree with Dr. Unruh that if you're going to fix those spots, plugging and sodding is the way to go. I'm not even a huge plugging fan.
Right. Sounds like a lot of work.
The plugs really are not.
Oh, okay.
The plugs really, let me tell you why. You can buy a plugger. It's a little gizmo that you kind of step on and pulls out a little 4-inch plug of dirt.
Right.
And you take the plug out of a tray, which has already rooted.
Mm-hmm.
Take it out of the tray, pop it in
stick
the hole,
it right down
and
it.
You're done. But I have found one, even though it's plugging, it takes extra water.
Mm.
So kind of like that centipede seed, it really takes extra water. And it's just kind of slow to cover. And if it's slow to cover and you're in the summertime and you're doing extra water, you know what's going to come up? The weeds.
Weeds.
So,
yep.
So sometimes you just do solid sod. It's probably the best way. And I think from a financial standpoint, it's probably, this may not be totally accurate, about the same money for sodding or plugging. Mm. So, interesting.
All right.
Yeah.
We're going to take another quick commercial break, and then we'll be back to wrap it up. Chris sent a text in about a gator plant, so we'll talk about that when we come back. 850-437-1620, News Radio, Pensacola, Garden Line with Mike Wickens.
Summer is here, and it's time for your favorite weekend activities. It all starts with a stop at Barnes Feed Store. Now it's time to get your hands dirty planting your favorite flowers and vegetables in the garden. What will you grow this year? Barnes Feed Store has been helping gardens grow better for generations. Stop by today and see for yourself why Barnes Feed Store has been a local's favorite for years. Get your gardening, pet supplies, and so much more at Barnes Feed Store in Emsley on Old Palafox.
Party down with a big bang. Shelton Fireworks has been in business for over 40 years. Located on I-10, exit 53, the first Alabama exit, Robertsdale, Alabama. Shelton's has the world's largest selection with over 35,000 square feet of fireworks, the largest finale cakes, and the largest mortars legal in the USA. If it goes boom, Shelton's has got it. Located on I-10, exit 53, the first Alabama exit, Robertsdale, Alabama. For more info, go to sheltonfireworks.com, home of the big ones.
Join Tim Ireland from Forrest Jordan & Associates, the Generator Guys, Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tim will be sharing his expertise on home generators and what's involved in getting one for your home. Information on why you would need one, system costs, and what a home generator can do for your home, and answer questions on how they work.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. I'm going to be out for a little while, but don't worry. We've got some outstanding folks filling in for me. Smart people who I trust. Dave Merzen, Kristen Rhodes, John Hutchinson, and Craig Heinzman will be holding down the fort and talking with you about the news of the day, local events, and of course their fantastic and very entertaining perspective on all of it. So I'll be back very soon, and you can always check out the podcast and listen to the Pensacola Morning News at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola, Garden Line with your host, Mike Wiggins. Lisa just sent in a text. She said that our mother used that name of okra, the one you said.
Yeah, Clemson Spineless.
Right. She said that her mother used that. She just picked up a pack from Lowe's. I'm just a backyard flower and vegetable junkie, she says. Hopefully I can retire in a couple of years from work and do my hobby full time. Well, you need to join our team here.
Exactly. You're our research, mm-hmm. department.
Yep. And a gator plant, real quick, if we've got the right
it's
one.
It's a succulent.
All right.
Kind of like a calancho where the water is in the leaves.
Yeah.
Larry at Pensacola Seed and Garden, I bet could line him up to buy one of those.
All right.
Exactly.
There you go, Chris. All right. Thank you, everybody, for your calls and your texts. 437-1620. You can always join the conversation. Mike Wiggins, thank you so much. Good
thank
to see you,
Jake.
Buddy.
Always fun.
We'll be right back with more Pensacola Expert.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.